need all my readers in Matthew to come over to this side. And all my readers in Luke on this side. Is that right? Everybody say, praise the Lord. I want us to take a moment and let's just first have a word of prayer and invite the presence of God into the house tonight. We want God to lay his hand on everything that we do when we come together. And let's pray tonight and ask that the hand of God would be on everything that we do. Brother Mike, would you lead us in prayer tonight?
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old. From angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in silence stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Angels we have heard on high, singing sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply echo in their brave delight. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Praise the Lord. When God gave Israel a rule and a statute and a commandment at Mount Sinai, they were not a people at all. They were a band of slaves and former slaves. They had no sense of governmental sequence or hierarchical structure. But at Sinai, God gave them everything they needed to be not just a people, but the people of God. One of the features of that new governmental system was the observance of special days, seasonal events, the harvest, the new moon, gathering together 50 days after Passover for something they called Pentecost. It was the gathering in of first fruits. And as the seasons and years would roll by, they, in those observances, began to have huge national and family celebrations. And as it was on the day of Pentecost, there were devout Jews from all over the world in Jerusalem. And that was a seasonal holiday or holy day that had gone on for thousands of years at that point. Now, we are 2,000 years away from the birth of Christ. But something spontaneous happened in the church and in those who handled the Word of God and talked about the things of God. Every year they began to get together for a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And even though Paul in Colossians chapter 2 had declared, don't let any man judge you in meat or drink or in holy days or in new moon or in the Sabbath days or any of that, the celebration of the birth of Christ was something that happened spontaneously in the church. And now tonight, as we stand here all over the world, as it has been for 2,000 years, men and women and young people are talking about the birth of Christ. They're talking about a baby that was wrapped in swaddling clothes and born in a manger. Some of them are debating it as to whether it ever happened. And some of them are talking about it as if it were an historical event, but not a divine event. But all over the world, there are men and women of faith that are celebrating in this time of year the birth of God come robed in flesh to be the deliverance for all mankind. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And it is a phenomenal thing. As hell has been against it, and kingdoms have risen up against it, and dynasties have tried to crush it out, all over the world, in these few days, men and women are going to be lifting up candles, lights of hope, and well-wishing, and the same message that the angels brought, peace, goodwill to men. I want our children to read tonight from the Christmas story. Are you doing okay?
Yes.
We're not going to be here long. This is not going to be a typical service for us. It's all right if we gather down in the altar a little bit and we talk about these things. Luke chapter 1, 26 through 36.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to the man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into the highly bowed, "The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind that manner of salvation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall regn over the house of Jacob forever, and of this kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born in thee, and of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren."
Praise the Lord. How many of you really believe that an angel visited and that the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and conceived within her womb a child?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 1 and verses 37 through 45.
"And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, and into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped into her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the baby leaped into my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord."
Let's read Matthew chapter 1, 18 through 25. That would be you, Tori.
Oh, my God. "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ and the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham beget I..."
We're going to start in verse 18, babe.
Okay.
We're going to skip those aimless genealogies. Right here.
"Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise when as... his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph before they came together. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband began a just man and not willing to make her a public exam, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take upon thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be filled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which begins interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph began raised from sleep, did as the angels of the Lord had bidden him, and took upon him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus.
Sing, O Holy Night. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knee, oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields as they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Praise the Lord. Read, Jay. 2, 1 through 10.
Andy. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth and into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, and that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
In the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told unto them concerning this child. And all they that heard it, wondering at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the laws of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it was written in the law of the Lord, every male that opened the womb shall be called holy of the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation.
Which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for thee, fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Ye a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of she was of a great age, and he had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that he's born, the king of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, all the Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come to governor, they shall rule my people Israel. When they had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently that time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come to worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before him till it came and stood over where they where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced in exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presently upon him hid him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And began warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Hebrew. They departed into their own country another way.
All right. I think our readers did an excellent job tonight. Wonderful job. And it is so powerful to me that these children are handling a story and handling a truth that has been passed down for 2,000 years. And it is just as alive and as powerful as it was when Anna first handled the baby and Simeon first looked down on that little body, and those shepherds shook themselves from the impact of having an angelic choir sing to them, and they made their way and found the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. And tonight, 2 millennium later, we are celebrating that, and we're talking and talking about and handling those truths again. Incredibly powerful. The words of Aristotle and Socrates and Plato are not passed down and talked about and handled like this. Shakespeare is just a dim image to a lot of people, but there's hardly anywhere you go in the world that they're not celebrating the birth of the Christ child tonight. Down in the darkest of the continent of Africa, all throughout Central America and in South America and in Mexico and in North America and in Europe and in Asia, there is hardly any place you can go in the world tonight. The islands of the sea are celebrating the birth of this Christ child. Many of them may not understand exactly who he was, and most of them may not understand what he wants them to do or what he wants them to be. But I'm telling you, tonight we are handling the most profound event that ever took place in all of the history of the earth. God came down and robed himself in flesh in order to give himself a sacrifice for my sin. How many of you saw the sonogram of Brother Charles and Sister Pam's little one? They were catching people in the foyer and showing them. I asked if there was some way we could get it up on the screen tonight. And they're showing me this is an arm and this is a head. And can you imagine? Isn't that awesome and isn't that miraculous? But I mean, you take that one step further and realize that the Lord God that spoke everything into existence came and deposited himself in a womb and in a little body just like this body. And he was every bit of God. He was not one whit less than all of God while he was there. And the reason he came and the mission that he was on was to redeem me and to redeem you and to get us free of the bondage of sin. I want to thank him. In the midst of this season, I want to remember. I want to stand with the rest of the world and sing the carols and remember. But apostolic people know something about this that nobody else knows. Our celebration takes a higher plane of understanding. Our celebration strikes a higher note of importance and impact because we know him. He was not just a prophet. He was not just a man. He was not just some wise thinker, but he was the living God come down to be a purchase price for my sin. Somebody say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's praise him just a little bit here. Can we do that? Can we just thank him? We praise you, Lord. We worship you, mighty God. We lift you up, oh God. We give you thanks, mighty God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Antoine, you want to praise him tonight?
I just want to thank God for what he's doing in my life, the doors that he's opening in my life. About a week ago, got home from church, and my phone rang right before I got in bed, and it was a girl that I've been talking to at church, and she said, hey, I need to talk to you if you got time. And I said, hey, you know, what do you need to talk about? And she said, I believe you got a word for me. And so we went through the rest and the covering over the phone that Sunday night, and God's just ministering and talking to a girl yesterday at work, and I'm gonna start a Bible study with her tomorrow, and then another family of a guy that I work with, We're going to start a Bible study in the next couple of weeks. And, I mean, God's just opening up doors left and right. Great. And he's just blessing and just ministering through me and to me at the same time.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Josh, you want to praise him tonight?
Praise the Lord. I thank God for all he's doing in my life. And Renee and I have been talking to a girl she used to work with about coming to church. We've tried to get her to come to church several times. And she never would come, but she had a friend that was having a baby several months ago. It's probably close to a year now. And having a lot of complications. Had a brain tumor, a hole in the heart. The heart was in the wrong spot. And they just said, you know, you might as well get rid of the baby now because it's never going to live. And baby's still living this night, and that's been close to a year ago. And I just thank God for that.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Renee had a prayer request tonight, a young lady that needs prayer. Renee, why don't you come stand in for her? Is there anybody else that would like to come stand for somebody for prayer tonight? Brother Ted, just step there. This young lady needs healing in her body. Some of you ladies come and gather around and lay your hands. Is there somebody that would come and like to just open up your heart to God tonight? This Christmas season has stirred you and you want to draw close to God. Would you like to come down to the altar and offer up your life to God tonight? Would you? We'll pray with you. By the word of the living God, let healing come here. Let strength come here. Let anointing and blessing move here in Jesus. Let the blessing of God touch each of these. Let every need be met, oh God.
Silent night, holy night, all is come, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Oh, silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glorious dreams from heaven afar. Heavenly host sings hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Oh, silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. At the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark stream shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my till morning is night.
Well, praise the Lord. Christmas 2004, and we'll wrap up another year. We've seen 81 received the Holy Ghost this year, and 61 have been baptized in the name of Jesus. We give God thanks for letting us be a part of that many miracles and that much heavenly outpouring. Praise the Lord. It is my great pleasure to be involved with you at New Life United Pentecostal Church. I want every one of you to have a wonderful Christmas week. We'll come back to this house Sunday morning for those of you that are in town and in your right mind. We'll come back and we'll have church, and I believe we'll jack up these numbers a little bit. Somebody will come receive the Holy Ghost. Somebody will come get baptized in Jesus' name. Lord bless you. Strengthen and bless somebody before you leave the house tonight. So good to see all of our visitors in the house. Tell somebody, have a Merry Christmas.